So in the Sikh until now, he explains the Heirah, the lesson that one has from the Midbar, from the wilderness, that a Jew, when he sees that he's in the wilderness, he's in a desert of Galus, the darkness is around him, he's in a hostile environment, nevertheless, he has to do his Aveda, he has to live according to the Torah, not only by default, but he has to do it with chayas, he has to live with joy and with happiness, with enthusiasm, according to the Torah, because that is his mission, and that is how you can reach the greatest heights. That's what Hashem sent him down here for. Notwithstanding the suggestion that one might have, that seemingly, if God wants him to do the Haveda, he should place him in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kashi Kadoshim, where he can do the highest Haveda. Nevertheless, we do not second guess, we do not think about the decisions that God makes, and we do the Haveda with simply. In connection with this, the Rebbe says, Maimer HaMuzgir. By the way, Muvan V'gam Pashut, it is simple to understand, Shekol Ha'amru Le'el, She'en Le'Yehudi Tainus Al Ha'uvdi, Shekot Shebaruch Ha'vi B'Midbar, that which was mentioned before, that a Jew does not have any complaint, why he was brought into the Midbar, why he was brought into the Golus, Ha'rei Zeh Re'ak B'Yachas L'Mili Tafkidi B'Shlukusim Mitei Chayis V'Simcha. This is only in connection with doing his Aveda with joy and with enthusiasm. But when he says that he doesn't have time, it doesn't mean that he agrees with this situation. And it does not mean, God forbid, that he is prepared to remain in this situation also in the future. God forbid to think this way. On the contrary, when it comes to what we want should be in the future, Sayyik Yehudi, a Jew cries out, Elikim al Domiloch al Techrash, Valtishke Kale, that Hashem should not be quiet, we do not want to remain in Galus, and we cry out Ad Mosai, Hu Yedei Amnam Shiyesh Ili Ba'Veda Dizman HaGalus, indeed, a person, a Jew, knows that there is a quality, there is a benefit from the Aveda in the time of Golus. Well, Aveda de Eskafi, that is the time when we have to suppress the Klippa, we have to make evil submit to Kedusha. Shayadeze boim le'ilidi is hapten, and through this we gain that evil is transformed into good. Ubeloshim chazal, the Pirush Hakosu, as our chazal tells us, in explaining the pasuk, "V'hishbati chayiro min ha'aretz," I will remove wild animals from the earth. "Mashbisa shalei aziku," I will remove doesn't mean to take them away, but I will take away their evil nature, that they should not be harmful, that the harmful animals will not harm anymore. "Shezehu inyan de'ishapchem," this is not that the animals will not be there, but it means that they will be transformed. The transformation of the nature, of the natural instincts of the animals, of the balachayim, that will be transformed, as the pasuk says, that a wolf will dwell with the sheep, etc., and a small boy will lead them. And it's simple to understand. That what will be gained here is by that small boy, that because these animals were transformed, due to their transformation, he will gain. The imlei kain, because if not for that, keitzed yitochin, how is it possible, shehi'ilu de'lo'osad lovei yizbate, b'kach she'el yehudi yidav, the Michyosim shall balechai. If it's not for the transformation of the wild animals, how is it possible that a small boy, that the greatness of the time of Mashiach will express itself in the fact that a small boy should be concerned with feeding all these animals? But and how is all of this gained? How would we come to the quality, to the benefit of the transformation of evil into good? This is all through the Aveda in Zman HaGolus of Iskafia. Iskafia is when you subdue evil, when you subdue the Yetzer Hara. So notwithstanding of all of the benefits that we have in Zman HaGolus, that would happen due to our Aveda in Zman HaGolus, that's how we bring to his Hapchot, his transformation. Aval afo pikein, nevertheless, la'achri kol ha'iluim chulu, after all is done and said, after all of these great benefits, einei muchel nehishoyer begolus afilu eid rega achat duvat. A Jew is nevertheless not prepared to remain in golus even for another moment. Being that he's not prepared, v'lachein mevakish yehudi b'chol tfilah v'tfilah, that's why a Jew requests in every prayer service, in every davening, we ask, v'sachzenna einenu b'shuvach al tzion b'rachamim, our eyes should see your return to tzion with mercy. And we ask for this gimel pa'amim b'yem, three times a day, or b'yem ha'shabbos dalet pa'amim, and on Shabbos we say it four times, we also say it in Musa. So this is the expression of what a Jew wants. A Jew does not agree to remain in Golos. He agrees that when he's doing his Aveda should be b'simcha. But not that he doesn't have time is why we are in Golos. The Haga Atzmacha. Think for yourself, take this into consideration. B'tfilas shachis d'yema shabbos mevakish yehudi v'sachzenu enenu b'shuvach ha'letzim b'rachim. In the Shachris service, a Jew asks that our eyes should see the return of Hashem to Tzion with mercy. This is a request which is made in Tfilas HaAmida. After we preface the Amida with the words that Hashem Svasa Tiftach V'Yagati Hilasecha, my Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Ukapirish Admur Maharash, as the Rebbe Maharash explained this, Sheinyone Lachatchila Aribe, the Indian of the Rebbe Maharash was Lachatchila Aribe. The Rebbe Maharash explained what means Ufi Yagit Hilsecha, She Yagit Huloshin Hamshocha. That Yagit means Hamshocha, that it brings down. Al Derech Vayagit Meshe Dvorim Shemeshkin Libishalodim. Similar to what the Pasuk said, that Vayagid Meshe means these are words which draw a person's heart like a God, like someone who answers after the one who is reading. So this is how it was said in Shachris. V'lachrish b'kazeiz b'tfilas lachash b'kol ha'pnimo adalei yishtameh, and after a person says this in the quiet Amida, which is an inner voice which is not supposed to be heard, Chezer HaShliach Tzibur, the Chazan repeats this, and he requests this again, not only that, but he asks for it with a loud voice, because being that he's a representative of the whole congregation, what is the word Tzibur? Tzibur, it should be noted, is put together from the letters Tzadik Beis Vav Resh. This is a Rosh HaTevis. This is an acronym. Rosh HaTevis Tzadikim Beinanim Vereshoyim. Tzibur is a Rosh HaTevis. It's an acronym of Tzadikim, the righteous, Beinanim, the intermediate, Vereshoyim, and also the wicked. Ube Hadgosha, and it should be emphasized, Sheyeshnei vav hamachaber es elu shehem b'matzah the hebech hatzadikim im hatzadikim, that there is a vav, a letter vav, which connects those that are the opposite of tzadikim. It connects them to the tzadikim. Indeed, true, it's chibur shenase omdem emtzos beinanim. This connection is with the beinanim in middle. Avol sof kol sof, but after all is said and done, mischabim heim im hatzadikim. Those that are the opposite of tzaddikim become associated and connected with the tzaddikim. Ad shenaisim kulam lemetzias shel tzibur metzias achas, until they all become one tzibur, they become one community, one congregation. It's one entity. That is the Rosh HaTevis of tzibur. The idea of a tzibur is asher hein keil kabri v'lei yimos. The pasuk says that Hashem does not put to shame the request of many. When a congregation asks for something, yeshlei breitkeit levakir zeis bekeil rom. So the shliach tzibur feels right to ask for this with a loud voice. So this is repeated again after the quiet amida. It's repeated by the shliach tzibur with a loud voice. V'afal pi kein, nevertheless, kavur meshas man, when a short time passes by, la'ach mikriyas ha-teira, after reading of the teira, v'amiris ashrei yeshu v'sefa, and after saying ashrei, dekoi bepashtus ala yeshiva bebeisish ala kodesh baruch hu, that ashrei yeshu v'sefa, happy are those who dwell in your house. Literally, this goes on those that sit in the house of the Eibishter, Beis HaMikdash, which is the holy temple. Bizman HaGul, in the time of the Gul. Hini bereisi shemashiach adayin leibo. So when he says Ashrei, and he sees that Mashiach did not yet come, chezir mevakish eid hapam, so he comes back in Musaf again, and he asks again, v'sachzena eineinu b'shuvach alatziyin berachamim. Our eyes should see the return to Tziyin with mercy. So being that we see that a Jew is constantly demanding, constantly asking, that he is not satisfied, he is at all not happy with his situation of being in Golos, so b'chein, and therefore, ein kan haskama, there is no approval, chas v'sholem, God forbid, mitzidi shel Yehudi, on the part of a Jew, al ha-hishores b'golos b'midbar, that a Jew remains in the wilderness of Golos, there is no agreement, and there is no approval of remaining in Golos. Ha-hepechu ha-nochem, the opposite is the truth. Yeshna b'kosher v'drisha, there is a request and a demand, lotzeis mehagolos take from yad, to leave this golos immediately. Ha-kavone b'ha-amr le'el, what was meant in that which was said before, she-yehudi ein ne'boim tainas chulu, that a Jew does not have complaints. What was meant by that, he-efa ach v'rag b'negei le'ovar, it only is when we're talking about the past. As far as the past is concerned, why does he have to do his aveda in the midbar? At that, a person does not question what Hashem did. But as far as the future is concerned, there is no approval, there is no agreement. We want to have Mashiach, we want to have Mashiach immediately and quickly, and we are constantly asking and beseeching Hashem that he should send Mashiach, take of miyad mamash.